Welcome to the end of year ritual to choose your theme word for 2024. This is Tabby Biddle here, and I'm so happy to welcome you to this ritual. It's one of my favorites. I will go ahead and walk you through this ritual step by step, but first, please make sure that you have a pen and paper or your journal nearby because you'll do some writing in this ritual. So please go ahead and grab that so it's nearby. Once you're ready, please get yourself in a comfortable seated position and go ahead and close your eyes. Take three long, deep breaths to help yourself get centered and connected to your body. Place one hand on your heart and the other hand on your low belly and feel your belly rise and fall with each breath. Once you feel centered and connected to your body, ask yourself this question. What do I want more of in 2024? What do I want more of in 2024? Listen to your body and your inner voice for the answer. What do I want more of in 2024? Write down whatever comes to you. Okay, please don't edit yourself or be shy about this. Be true to what you desire. If you have more than one word that comes to you, that's totally fine. Write down all the words that are coming to you right now as you ask yourself, what do I want more of in 2024? Okay, now look at your piece of paper or your journal. And take a few long, deep breaths. And circle the word that has the most resonance for you. This is the word that makes you feel the most excited, perhaps even giddy inside. And also maybe makes you feel a little bit scared because you may not be used to claiming this word for yourself. The word you circled is most likely the best choice for your 2024 theme word. If you circled two or three words, perhaps there's a way to combine the words for a theme phrase. For example, one year my theme words were feminine political voice. Those three were very easy to combine to be feminine political voice. And that year, I published a book to help emerging women leaders find their political voice. I gave a TEDx talk to empower women's voices in the personal and political realms. I wrote numerous feminist, politically oriented essays, and I activated hundreds of women's political voices through my coaching, my courses, and my speaking engagements. Another example is last year, my words were bountiful queen, and it was indeed a bountiful year filled with incredible female changemaker clients, beautiful circles of women, a rich and bountiful home life, and my best financial year yet, I'm very happy and proud to say. So choose a word or phrase that encapsulates what you want more of. What you want to focus on in 2024, or what you want to improve upon in the coming year. Once you've done that, I invite you to close your eyes again and take three long deep breaths to get yourself reconnected or more deeply connected to your body. Place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your lower belly, womb space, and continue breathing, feeling your belly rise and fall with each breath. As you breathe, Begin to silently or quietly say your theme word or theme phrase several times to yourself until you can feel it in your body. So you can say this silently or quietly to yourself. Keep repeating your theme word or phrase until you can feel it in your body. And then notice how it feels in your body. You may even want to add the words, "I am claiming," ahead of your theme word or phrase. For example, if your theme word is joy, you could say, "I am claiming more joy for myself." And then you repeat that phrase several times. I am claiming more joy for myself. So repeat your phrase several times, or your word. From here, allow yourself to envision what it would look like for you to have more of this theme word or words in your life in 2024. What would this look like in your personal life? In your relationships? In your business? In your career? What do you see? Allow yourself some space to expand here, okay? Please don't hold back. Give yourself space to dream and imagine what it would look like for you to have more of your theme word or words in your life in this upcoming year. Also notice, how does it feel? Tune into your body and see how it feels. Continue with this visualization for another 1 to 2 minutes. And if you'd like, you can pause this audio to go on for longer. Okay, I invite you to do that if that feels right for you. Okay, I invite you to end your visualization by bringing both of your hands to your heart and thank yourself for showing up for this ritual, to honor yourself, to honor your dreams, and honor what you desire for this coming year. Thank any benevolent guides, deities, ancestors, or any other support system that you connect with on a larger cosmic level, perhaps the divine feminine. On a piece of paper, I invite you to do a 1 to 2 minute stream of consciousness writing about what you saw or heard or felt in your meditation. Okay, so to do that, you can pause this audio and write about what you saw, heard, or felt in your meditation. You may also want to make a drawing or collage that visually represents your theme word or phrase and what you saw in your meditation. And it also works great to simply write the word or words on a piece of paper and put it in a place where you will see it on a daily basis. I've done this some years. I encourage you to allow this word or phrase to be an anchor and a grounding force for you in this upcoming year. Once you've chosen the word or phrase, I encourage you to stick with it. Okay, because your commitment to it, that's what's going to help bring the results you desire. There is one exception here, though. If you feel that there's a new focus that wants to emerge partway through the year, then I ask you to please honor that. Your inner voice and your intuition always know best. I've done this ritual for the past 8 years, and it always works for me. I've had a very positive experience with it, so that's why I'm sharing it with you today. So, what is your theme word or phrase for 2024? If you'd like to be witness in this or receive accountability in this, I invite you to share this with a few trusted friends or family members, maybe even with your larger community if that suits you, or somewhere on social media that you prefer. But if you prefer to be more private about it, that is totally fine. I get that. In fact, some years I've done that myself. So please listen to your inner voice and listen to what's best for you. I wish you many blessings in 2024. I want to remind you that you are worthy of being seen, heard, respected, honored, and celebrated as the powerful and loving force that you are in this world. Thank you so much for showing up today. I wish you many blessings ahead. Enjoy 2024. And so it is.